Now let's focus on the supports that people might need to explore options or to express preferences and make decisions. It should not be assumed that just because a person has a communication disability that they automatically need support to make a decision. However, like everybody, an individual has the right to choose to get input or advice about a decision that they need to make. Assistance to make a decision may be called supported decision making, co-decision making, shared decision making. People who assist an individual to make decisions may be family members, support persons, friends, or anyone that the individual chooses to assist them. An assistance to make a decision does not have to be a legal arrangement. However, as Lana Kersner mentioned in Session 3, there are jurisdictions in Canada where support in decision-making is legally recognised.